Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music. This station rock the nation with sound vibration.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour-long selection of fine Jamaican music. That today will feature some tributes to the recently departed, as sadly more legendary figures of reggae have left this mortal coil and joined the great gig in the sky. Just like trumpeter Bobby Ellis, who passed away in October, aged 84 years old. And hidden away amongst his many credits is one of my all-time favourite instrumentals, Mr. Ellis. Was Bobby Ellis in fine style there with Mr. Ellis, which of course was a horn cut to Leroy Smart's Mother Liza and was produced by Jimmy Radway and released on his Fimi Time label in Jamaica back in 1974, and was later compiled on the album Keep the Pressure Down. And, well, if I ever do make a list of my all-time favourite instrumentals, then that one would probably be in the top five. And I'll be playing a couple more from Bobby Ellis a little later on in the show. But up next, we feature a reggae veteran who is still going strong at the age of 65, Mr. Clinton Fearon. Who, of course, was a member of the Gladiators back in the 1970s, but relocated to America in 1987, where he is now a solo artist, and in recent years has released a string of quality albums, where he has either accompanied himself on acoustic guitar or played alongside the Boogie Brown Band. And his latest long player came out in September this year and features a song reflecting the current turbulent times in the United States called No Justice.
This one is an all-conscious youth and you hear this now.
Pronounced dead. They were simply going
Clinton Fearon with No Justice, which is featured on his brand new album titled This Morning, which he produced himself and is available now on both CD and download. So, why not?
Check it out.
But now, veteran producer Lloyd A. Campbell, who is still very much active in the music scene, passed away on the 4th of October, aged 68 years old. And for the past 20 years, Lloyd had been running his Joe Frazer record label from his base in Florida, where his updates of classic reggae rhythms, matched with timeless vocals, were always a treat to hear. But born in Jamaica, he'd originally moved to England as a teenager, where he became involved in the early London sound system scene, before returning to his island home in the early 1970s, which was where he started up the Spider-Man record label, and for the next 10 or so years worked in both Randy's and Channel One studios, and notched up some sizable hits, just like this one from 1974, which is Joy White's and Dread Out There.
Dread Out There, Dread Out There.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, and I greet you for all the time to be with the Spice Watch, the Spirit the personality of Moe, and to all my disciples, and the last first. Ja, Rastafari.
All them I try to fight down I. All them I try to fight down I.
Clown, but it just can't be night down.
was Joy White with their classic Dread Out There, which was produced by Lloyd Campbell and was originally released on 7-inch in Jamaica on the Eagle label in 1974, and also in the UK on Attack, and in America on Leo, and can now be found on a great compilation of Lloyd Campbell's Jamaican productions called The Spider-Man Anthology on VP Records.
Rastafari.
And so, staying with Lloyd Campbell for another tune, as around the time of Dread Out There, he also produced his most enduring rhythm, Inner This Year Time, aka Operation Radication, which I featured in a version excursion in a House of Reggae podcast, part 175, just earlier this year. And although Lloyd was never as prolific a producer as some of his contemporaries, he was able to span both the roots and dancehall eras of the music, and produced his biggest hits in the early 80s for King Yellowman. Because as well as the aforementioned Operation Radication was this next one, which sees Lloyd dismantle and dub up another of his rhythms, while the albino DJ styles himself as the sexiest man on the island, in Mad Over Me.
What are you trying to say, boy?
If you wanna know, just listen to this.
Hi, my name is Yellowman, and in the ghetto they call me Mr. Sexy. In special effects for all the girls in Jamaica and all over the world, you know? I Yellowman come to make feel irate. Do it, ya! You could have lived in a Kingston or country. Do it, ya! Them over me, them a mad over me. Over me, them a mad over me. St. Thomas Cullen gone crazy over me. Kingston girls, them a love me. Them over me, them a mad over me. Hey, over me, them a mad over me. I want thing with them when they get hungry. One thing with them when they get hungry. This is what they say to me. I like my at dog. With what? Chris Jamaican ketchup. I like my at hamburger. With what? Chris Jamaican ketchup. Fish and chips and chicken and chips and almost everything nice with chips. Macaroni, rice and peas. You lick your lips. That's a ketchup, please. Grace Jamaican ketchup. Grace Jamaican ketchup. Over me, them a mad over me. Over me, them a mad over me. Just cool. It's not right to call yellow man a fool. You're just cool. It's not right to call your boyfriend a fool. Because I know that you're still going to school. Just cool. Them over me, them a mad over me. Hey, over me, them a mad over me. Hey, over me, them a mad over me. Birds in the tree go. Lovers in the dark kiss. Over me, them a mad over me. Over me, them a mad over me. They see me pon the road and a laugh for me. Some of them a talk but me too ugly. Some of them a talk but me too bossy. A man like me shoulda in a cemetery. The next one a talk but me too fierce. Then start ask why the girls them a rush me. A sexy me sexy.
The inimitable Yellowman there with his classic Mad Over Me, which was produced by Lloyd Campbell and was originally released on 7-inch on his Spider-Man label in Jamaica in 1981 and on 12-inch on Jar Guidance, and can now be found on the VP compiled Yellowman Anthology album. And so, as mentioned earlier, that following these hits, Lloyd relocated to Florida where he set up the Joe Frazier label. And so I'll be playing a couple of tracks from that label a little later on in the show.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the music on display.
But sadly, the tributes to the recently departed keep flowing here today, as another legendary hornsman passed away in August, Mr. Felix Deadly Headley Bennett.
Deadly Headley Bennett. Deadly Headley.
Who was born in 1931 and whose melodic saxophone playing can be heard on many classic Jamaican recordings. And like so many others, he started his musical life at the Alpha Boys School, which was where he first picked up a saxophone before graduating into the orchestras of the day, where he developed his talent. Then in 1962, he teamed up with a novice producer, Leslie Kong, to play a number of sympathetic sax solos on his earliest recordings, like in Derek and Patsy's Housewife's Choice and Derek Morgan's Forward March, which, incidentally, was a solo that upset Prince Buster so much, causing him to write Blackhead Chinaman. But also that year, Leslie Kong produced the debut single of a young teenager, and once again Headley was brought in to provide the sax break. As I'm talking about Bob Marley and Judge Not.
Judge Not. Musical, this make you jump and twist.
Don't you look at me so smug and say I'm going bad. Who are you to judge me and the life that I live? I know that I'm not perfect and that I don't live to be. So before you point your fingers, be sure your hands are clean. Judge not before you judge yourself. Judge not, you're not ready for judgment. No, the road of life is rocky and you may stumble too. So while you talk about me, someone else is judging.
Was a pre-Wailers Bob Marley with his debut single Judge Not, which was produced by Leslie Kong and originally released on 7-inch on a Blank label pre in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK, and of course featured Deadly Headley Bennett on the saxophone. Although it must be noted that he didn't actually gain the epithet of Deadly until his prolific work in the Kingston studios of the late 70s and early 80s. As before then, he was often credited as plain old Headley Bennett. And so, following these early recordings for Leslie Kong, Headley played in a number of touring bands throughout the 1960s, including the Mighty Vikings, alongside another of today's tributees, Bobby Ellis. And also, like Bobby, that after the Scatolites split up, he moved into Studio One, where he played saxophone on a number of recordings, like Delroy Wilson's Dancing Mood, the Abyssinians' Sata Masagana, and Sound Dimension's Full Up. Which was a rhythm, of course, which went on to be used by the Mighty Diamonds for their Pass the Coochie hit. But also, before the decade was out, Headley was credited as lead musician on a handful of instrumental singles, like Drums of Fu Manchu, Hot Coffee, and this blistering early reggae scorcher called Roustabout.
Roustabout. People, get ready, cause I'm coming on strong, 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 strong.
We'll be right back.
That was the Hippie Boys with Roustabout, which, as you heard, featured two different saxophones there battling it out, with one of them being Hedley Bennett, and I'm guessing the other could have been the unrelated Val Bennett, as I certainly heard tinges of his solo from Return of Django in some of that. But what I do know is that single originally appeared on 7-inch in the UK on Junior Records in 1969, and was reissued by Reggae Fever earlier this year, and which you can pick up direct from their website at reggaefever.ch. Meanwhile, I'll be playing another Deadly Headley track a little later on in the show.
Right now, we've been wonderful surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
But up next, we're coming bang up to date again, as earlier this year, drummer Kirk Bennett, aka Kirk LeDove, released his debut album. And having been a top session musician for many years, Kirk's phone is full of all the top names in the business. And so he's called in a few favours to help him with this long player, such as Berris Hammond, Taurus Riley, Cockatoo, and Busy Signal. But rather than just record a standard reggae album, Kirk has experimented with style and rhythm, and has also incorporated some dub mixing techniques to further push the envelope. As you can hear on this track, which features Jesse Royal, and is called Cold Johnny.
It's
Cold
a royal zone, and it's a royal mission.
I man say Papa was a brigadier in the army. In the army, brigadier was he. So I, Jesse Royal, got the authority. The Ram stage show and cock party. You see the small as your best address me properly. My honey's from the B and yes, my salt is from the sea. Love is my religion, my weapon and my key. You do not wanna play with me. Cold Johnny. Cold Johnny. Johnny, meaning life will come in a nappy. Cold Johnny. Easy. I know something that you don't know, and I'm not gonna tell ya. But if you're ready to meet your maker, say the word, say the word. Cold Johnny. Johnny, 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 Johnny,
Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny, no trouble when no trouble you want that to be now. Natty J no play in the mind him on. Go, 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 go.
I know something that you don't know. Practice for trouble nobody. Cold Johnny. Come now. Pajaja know why he's a righteous man. Leave a jam rock, I'm a no leave a landline. Swimming on the beaches, I know swimming on no fine. Seem as if they didn't know the damn plain line.
Well, that was something a little way different, as that was Jesse Royal with Cold Johnny, which was produced by Kirk LeDove, who also provided the pounding beats, and can be found on Kirk's experimental debut album, which is titled Rumble in the Jungle, and which came out on download on VP Records back in June. So, why not?
Check it out. Check it out.
But now, the sad news of veteran artists leaving us continues, as Letitia Leonora McLean, aka Nora Dean, passed away at the end of September. At age 72 years old, Nora had spent her last 20 years as a gospel singer in America. But before that, back in the late 1960s, she was heavily involved in a local Jamaican music scene, where she recorded her debut single Mojo Girl at Studio One in 1967. Even though it was later credited to Marcia Griffiths on its UK release. She then followed it up with Heartaches, before recording for other producers, and embracing the emerging slack reggae phenomenon of the time, with titles like Wrecker Buddy, The Same Thing You Give to Daddy, and this one, her most famous number, Barbed Wire.
Barbed Wire. Barbed Wire.
Over the top as a You Don't Care rhythm, that was Nora Dean with her infamous Barbed Wire, which was produced by Byron Smith and came out on the Barons label in Jamaica and the Trojan label in the UK back in 1970, and also featured on their Tighten Up Volume 3 compilation the same year.
Lord of mercy.
And so, staying with Nora Dean, that as well as recording as a solo artist, she was briefly a member of the Soulettes alongside Rita Marley and Cecile Campbell, and also recorded under the name of the Ebony Sisters, also alongside Cecile Campbell, where for Harry Moody they recorded this great tune called Let Me Tell You Boy.
Let Me Tell You Boy.
Never.
That was the Ebony Sisters featuring Nora Dean and Cecile Campbell with Let Me Tell You Boy, which was produced by Harry Moody and came out on his Moodist label in Jamaica and the Bullet label in the UK back in 1969, and was later compiled as a title track of a Trojan CD featuring female reggae artists. But following this brief surge of hit records in Jamaica, Nora Dean's recording career slowed down and she relocated to New York, where she was later to re-emerge as a prolific gospel singer. But following a successful career in two different styles of music, Nora passed away at her home on the 29th of September this year, aged 72 years old. And so, as mentioned at the top of the show, trumpeter Bobby Ellis blew his last in October, aged 84. And a contemporary of Deadly Headley Bennett, they both went to the Alpha Boys School together, where Bobby learned to play the trumpet and flugelhorn. And then following his graduation, he followed a well-trodden path through the big band orchestras of the 1950s, which helped him hone his craft before he joined the Mighty Vikings, who were mainly a live band, but occasionally went into the studio, such as when they backed Joe Higgs on There's a Reward. But Bobby eventually gained his big break in the record industry when he joined the Soul Brothers at Studio One in 1965 and appeared on a number of their late ska and early rocksteady hits. Then in 1967, Derek Harriott gave him the opportunity to lead his own house band, the Crystalites. And over the next couple of years, Bobby composed and arranged a number of instrumentals for Harriott, like Step Softly, Alfred Hitchcock, The Emperor, and this one called Shuntin'.
Shuntin', Shuntin'.
This is Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet for your dancing feet. Move!
Bobby Ellis blowing his trumpet alongside the Crystalites in Shuntin', which was produced by Derek Harriott and came out on the Island label in the UK back in 1968, and which was later compiled on the CD Derek Harriott's Rocksteady Party on Trojan Records.
This is
your number one station, your official station.
But these 1960s recordings were just a precursor of what was to come, as in the following decade, Bobby Ellis was a hard-working session musician and appeared on countless reggae records, including all of Burning Spear's albums, as well as featuring in Spear's touring band for many years. He also teamed up with another alpha old boy, Tommy McCook, for the full-length instrumental albums Green Mango and Blazing Horns, as well as notching up solo hits like Up Park Camp, Stormy Weather, and this next one, which was originally recorded by Bubba Brooks back in the ska era, but was updated by Bobby in 1977, and went on to become a dancehall standard, as any DJ worth their salt in the late 70s and early 80s always had some lyrics ready for when the selector pulled out their copy of Chiang Kai-shek. Was Bobby Ellis with his version of Chiang Kai-shek, which was produced by Sonia Pottinger and originally released on her High Note label in Jamaica back in 1978, and as mentioned, went on to become a standard dancehall rhythm that every selector had in their box. But following these busy years, Bobby remained an active musician beyond the age that most other people retired. But finally, the years caught up with him and he fell ill in September and passed away in a university hospital in Kingston on the 18th of October, aged 84 years old, leaving behind a legacy and discography filled with so much great music that will continue to be enjoyed and cherished for many years to come.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
But now, I want to play another new release, this time from a young singer from Kingston, Shane Dixon, aka Coro Fire, who, following a couple of single releases over the last 2 years, has just released his debut EP, and he has graduated from the Bevel Rock stable of artists, which gave Kabaka Pyramid to the world a few years ago. And Kabaka is credited as a co-producer on his new 8-track set, and also features on a track I've picked out for you, which is titled Red, Green and Gold. Red, Green and
Gold. Fire alongside Kabaka Pyramid. Repatriation is a must.
Red, green and gold. The only banner where me rise. Real Ethiopian. Red, green and gold. The whole of Africa unite. People stand up for your rights. Red, green and gold. The only banner where me rise. Real Ethiopian. Red, green and gold. The whole of Africa unite. People stand up for your rights.
Listen
listen to the voice of Marcus in a flesh. Them brought us in a net, caught up in a mess. Down in a Jamaica, them toss us in a debt. Now brother, give me that, they flap for your Marcus with no X. Man of African and that's a fact, you can't confuse us. We no fear no one, I could have not say could have close clocks. Tell the youth them to be free and bold. Repatriation, prophecies and fall.
Red, green and gold, the only banner where me rise. Real Ethiopian, red, green and gold. The whole Africa unite. People stand up for your rights. Red, green and gold. The only banner where me rise. Real Ethiopian, red, green and gold. The whole Africa unite. People stand up for your rights. Ready for the mission. Play the position, upliftment of the poor, at the aim and the ambition. Marcus Garvey had a vision, make we follow the tradition. Organize and centralize, and left out of Babylon. Car too long, say yeah, we are suffer now. Too long, I dwell in the gutter now. Make we move on to Africa when eagles show. We say we must go red, green and gold. The only banner where me rise. Real Ethiopian, red, green and gold. The whole Africa unite. People stand up for your rights. Red, green and gold. The only banner where me rise. Real Ethiopian, red, green and gold. The whole Africa unite. People stand up for your rights.
If you not stand up for the truth, then nobody gonna do it for you. Africa free Africans, that's all the matter we choose. Politicians get battered and bruised, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you not fight for your cause, then you're gonna live your life behind bars. Africa free Africans, look how much time we have lost. You know the West, the whole life we end up. Red, green and gold, the only banner where me rise. Real Ethiopian, red, green and gold. The whole Africa unite. People stand up for your rights. Red, green and gold. The only banner where me rise. Real Ethiopian. Red, green and gold. The whole Africa unite. People stand up for your rights.
That was Koro Fire featuring Kabaka Pyramid with Red, Green and Gold, which is featured on his debut EP titled Rough Diamond and is available now as a free download. So why not do a search for it and enjoy a new voice straight out of Jamaica.
Ice, Irie.
But now we're going to pick up the story of Lloyd A. Campbell, because as mentioned earlier, back in the 1990s he set up the Joe Frazier record label, and over the past 20 years he indulged his love of reggae by updating numerous classic rhythms from the Cables' What Kind of World to Junior Biles' Fade Away, for a roll call of the very finest Jamaican vocalists, including veterans like Freddie McGregor and Marcia Griffiths, alongside more modern artists like Sanchez, Taurus Riley, Mikey Spice and Lloyd Brown. But the selection I've picked out for you today is a personal favourite of mine that Lloyd produced back in 2012 when he updated the You Don't Care rhythm and brought on board the UK DJ Gappy Ranks. And first up, the falsetto king, Courtney John.
No man to walk, the people say, this sound leads the way. It's the order of the day for your boss DJ.
In every way I love it, just a little bit more every way. In every way I love it, just a little bit more every day. When I wake up in the morning and know I feel my darling next to me. When I taste a lip so tender, oh, it lasts forever, they're so sweet. She's like a savior to me. say it one more time. God must have said it, 'cause she's like a savior to me. Oh. In every way I love her just a little bit more every way. In every way I love her just a little bit more every day. When I wake up in the morning, oh, I feel my darling next to me. When I taste her lips so tender, oh, it lasts forever, they're so sweet.
Well, here comes another MC, tonight's in the vicinity.
It's not a crime.
School time.
Education time. You understand?
School time.
Money time. It's Caporals, and I'm giving thanks, yeah. Who tell the ghetto youths for left school? Tell me what happened when them left school. Some youths left school and turned big fool. And them never get no house with swimming pool. And who tell the ghetto youth no go a class? If you no go a class, then you can't floss. Without education, you die fast. Me no want the ghetto youth become the last. Youth, read something. You talk about you want read something. And then the baby born, you think him not gonna need nothing. Cause no fools grow up and them become a Halliburton. And start live them lifestyle rotten. Hear me though, to the girls, no east puts na maybe. Grow up, become a lady, take care of your baby. Ghetto youth move right, no need to be shaky. The youth them at the future, if you do not see that you're crazy. Who tell the ghetto youths for left school? Tell me what happened when them left school. Some youths left school and done big fool. And them never get no house with swimming pool. And who tell the ghetto youth no go a class? If you no go a class, then you can't floss. Without education, you die fast. Me no want the ghetto youth become the last. No, me no want see guns and hooks. No want see pens and books. Want the youth they figure up and have some name brand look. Get a big job and make money enough. You know I feel left school and don't need a cuff. One you say him bad and him off and him above. Him now I figure school cause him say him born tough. Now police have the same youth in a handcuff. The elders could have show him love, but that's the next stuff. Who tell the ghetto youth for left school? Tell me what happened when them left school. Some youths left school and turn big fool. And them never get no house with swimming pool. And who tell the ghetto youth not go a class? If you not go a class, then you can't floss. Without education, you die fast. No, 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 no. So to the school teacher, respect in every aspect. Me no want to see the youth semen up in a casket. No for them left school and do things drastic. Even kill people for money in a plastic. Want to see the youth them grow up and be a doctor. Want to see the youth them grow up and be a liar. Want to see a smile on the parents' face. When them see a A plus on your test paper. Who tell the ghetto you feel left school? Tell me what happened when them left school. Some youth left school and done big fool. Now them can't get no sweet swimming pool. And who tell the ghetto you not go a class? If you not go a class, then you can't floss. Without education, you die fast. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, that's the second time we've heard the You Don't Care-ism today, as that was Courtney John with Every Way, which was followed up by Gappy Ranks and School Days, and they were produced by Lloyd Campbell alongside his daughter Michelle and released on his own Joe Fraser label back in 2012. But as well as producing quality music right up until this year, Lloyd had also been battling cancer for the last few years, and it finally got the better of him on the 3rd of October when he passed away aged 68 years old, leaving behind a large discography of fine reggae music from the 1970s right through to the present day.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never dies.
And so for our last tune of the show, we return to the late, great Felix Deadly Headley Bennett. As following his recording work throughout the 1960s, he emigrated to Canada for much of the first half of the following decade, before returning to Kingston, where he played at Channel 1 for pretty much the next 10 years, with both the Revolutionaries and the Roots Radics, and where he truly became a deadly saxophone player. But within this time, he also travelled to London to record a tribute album titled 35 Years from Alpha, which saw him pay homage to his influential school with some original compositions alongside some updates of tunes he had previously recorded, just like the Roots classic Sata Masagana. Sata Masagana. Sata Masagana. That was Deadly Hedley Bennett with another Sata, a slightly mournful version of Sata Masagana, for which of course he originally recorded the horn line back in 1969, and then updated it on this version in 1982, and which was produced by Adrian Sherwood for his On You Sound label, and featured on the album titled 35 Years from Alpha. But sadly, Felix Deadly Hedley Bennett also succumbed to cancer earlier this year and passed away in Kingston, Jamaica on the 21st of August, aged 85 years old. But that is all I've got time for today, so thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the tunes and the tributes. And if you did, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae. 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 House of Reggae.